This is David Sieg with OffGridLiving.com. And the most important thing to take away from this lesson is heating water is the third largest energy expense in your home. Hot water heating accounts for between 11 to 14% of energy usage in your home. Reducing and or eliminating this will contribute to significant energy savings. There are basically four different hot water strategies you can implement to save money. You can reduce your hot water consumption, make your existing hot water heater more efficient, buy more energy efficient hot water heaters, and or use different solutions. You can eliminate hot water bills completely by building a solar hot water heater. In this lesson, we'll start with the first two. In a later lesson, I'll explain the last two concepts. We'll start by using low-cost solutions to quickly start saving money now. Okay, strategies for reducing hot water consumption. First, fix leaks. You can significantly reduce hot water use by simply repairing leaks in fixtures, faucets, and shower heads. A leak of one drip per second can cost up to $1 a month. Number two, install low-flow fixtures. You can purchase some quality low-flow fixtures for around $10 to $20 a piece and achieve a water savings of 25 to 60%. You can also lower your water heating temperature for energy savings. You can reduce your hot water costs by simply lowering the thermostat setting on your water heater if it is above 120 degrees. For each 10 degrees reduction in water temperature, you can save between 3 and 5% in energy costs. You can also install a timer and use off-peak power for electric water heaters. If you have an electric water heater, you can save an additional 5 to 12% of the energy by installing a timer that turns it off at night when you don't use hot water and or during the utility's peak demand times. You can install a timer yourself and they cost about $60 or more, but they pay for themselves in about 1 year. Okay, let's move on to strategies for reducing hot water consumption. Insulate your water heater for energy savings. Unless your water heater's storage tank already has a high R value of insulation, at least R24, adding insulation to it can reduce the standby heat losses by 25 to 45%. This will save you around 4% to 9% in water heating costs. If you don't know your water heater's tank R value, touch it. A tank that's warm to the touch needs additional insulation. In the PDF handout, there's a step-by-step instructions for insulating your hot water tank, so I won't go into them here. You can also install heat traps on your hot water heater tank. If your storage hot water heater doesn't have heat traps, you can save energy by adding them to your water heating system. This can save you around $15 to $30 on your water heating bill by preventing convective heat losses through the inlet and outlet pipes. You can also do drain water heat recovery. Any hot water that goes down the drain carries energy away with it. That's typically 80 to 90% of the energy used to heat water in a home. Drain water or gray water heat recovery systems capture this energy to preheat cold water entering the water cooler or going to other water fixtures. Prices for a drain water heat recovery system range from $300 to $500. Payback range is usually 2.5 to 7 years, depending on how often the system is used. You can also insulate hot water pipes for energy savings as well. Insulating your hot water pipes reduces heat loss and can raise water temperature 2 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit. Hotter than uninsulated pipes can deliver, allowing for a lower water temperature setting. In a future lesson, I'll show you how to eliminate hot water costs completely by using a solar hot water heater. They're easier to build than you think.